When she said, I don't dance now, I make money moves, that was a mission statement for a whole new generation.
Respect, but that's not the Mount Rushmore. Listen, cash rules everything around me. When that line dropped, it changed the whole hustle.
The greatest tracks are never finished. They're just debated forever. Introducing the Sprite Living Tracklist. 50 tracks that shape the culture from 6 decades of hip-hop. Scan the QR code on a Sprite or Sprite Zero Sugar to see the full breakdown. Obey your thirst. Sprite.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, should you throw away your wedding ring after getting a divorce, or is there a way that you can fashion it, or indeed your engagement ring, into something new? Well, the trend of the divorce ring is on the rise, and Chupi Sweetman, owner of Chupi's Jewelers in Dublin, joins us now. Chupi, are you seeing this? Are people bringing in their wedding rings and their engagement rings and going, you know what, smelt it all down, reset the diamonds, I want something fabulous and impactful for the next chapter?
Oh, Kira, it's huge. Because if you think about it, engagement rings mark sort of this big moment in your life. You know, it's the day you fall in love. It's celebration. It's hope. It's joy. If your marriage ends, you're not hanging onto the ring. You're not marking the moment. You're not telling everyone your love story. You are like, burn it to the ground. And we're seeing it every day in Chupi. Get rid of the ring and say goodbye and start again.
And I presume people aren't really selling them because that's a bit weird. And also, you don't get really much money, do you? If you sell a valuable ring, it's not got a great resale value.
The resale value on engagement rings is awful because if you think about it, no one wants a broken love story. You don't want to, I'm not particularly superstitious, but when I married my husband 14 years ago and he proposed and that's how I started making diamonds, and I wouldn't have been like, God, that's great, someone else's engagement ring, because a happy engagement ring doesn't leave a family. So if mom and dad have been happy, if your grandparents are happy, engagement rings stay in families. Only unhappy engagement rings leave families.
That's really
funny. So the resale is awful.
Yeah, because I've seen vintage engagement rings for sale and lots of, you know, there's loads of vintage jewelers and what have you. And I never presumed that. I always just thought probably the person had maybe passed away, that because they're often older styles. So I always thought they were from people from the past.
I feel like a, you know, 150-year-old ring, maybe the juju is gone and maybe you weren't that superstitious, but a recent generation, you know, one where it's like you could possibly bump into them down the pub and they're like, oh, that was my ring. I left my terrible husband because he's dreadful. Vintage, I want my diamond, my lab diamond, I want it to be new, I want it to belong to me.
All right, so this is definitely happening, and are people coming in all sad and miserable doing this, or are they like, make me something amazing? Because I was looking this up online because I knew we were going to be talking about it, and one woman I saw turned her diamonds from her engagement ring into a ring that was like a serpent, and it was for her it was for her middle finger, which I suspect may have had meaning as well.
I have to say, honestly, like if you've been to a friend's wedding, there's nothing like it. You know, you're there, they're in love. Go to the same friend's divorce party. It is the best night you will ever have. So I would say the women who come through our doors at Chupi are all about its joy. They're like, the marriage is over. You know, by the time you've gotten to get divorced, you're kind of done with it. It's not like you're, you know, doesn't tend to be kind of lingering. Like Ireland is quite a long time for divorce.
Oh yeah, it's slow. So it's a slow process. Anyone I know, it's very slow.
Very slow. And so women, and look, we deal across UK, Ireland, US, Australia. All of them are happy. They're absolutely delighted. They just are ready, burn the ring to the ground and start again.
Okay.
There are a few sentimental people who'll hang on to their engagement ring and wedding, but by and large, it's burn it to the ground and start again.
And are there... am I presuming too much when I say do divorce rings look different to engagement rings? Because you know, like most people's engagement ring is either a solitaire or it's the one with the two shanky things on the side, or maybe you know the one maybe there's a colored
trilogy.
Yes, maybe there's a colored ring in there. You know, an emerald or a sapphire or something. But there's a handful of very popular engagement rings that we're all familiar with. Do divorce rings have something similar going on? As in, would you identify them as something other than an engagement ring?
Well, like my day job is engagement rings. So what we do every day, gorgeous, magical, hope-filled engagement rings. I love that. But divorce rings have to be different because you're not going to wear it on your left hand.
No.
So you're not going to wear it on the ring you're wearing your engagement finger on. The point is not, it's to start afresh. You know, divorce is going, I did it. We tried. It didn't work. Burn it to the ground. Let's start again. Let's acknowledge all the bits that were good. And so some of the gorgeous ones, we had a lady come in with a trilogy ring. So that's three stones, super popular style. Took the gold. We melted that and turned that into a necklace for her. She didn't want the diamonds. She kept the three diamonds for her girls. So she made three necklaces for her daughters out of the diamonds from her engagement ring, and then got herself an absolutely gorgeous diamond to go in the new ring. So she was honoring that you know, that marriage had brought her family, it had brought her kids. It wasn't that she particularly despised her husband, but it was the legacy then goes down to the next generation. So you're not holding this symbol of a failed marriage in the, you know, in the drawer at home, hidden under the socks.
That she gave a diamond to each of her daughters, because that's sort of saying something, that you came from this marriage and you know, that was no mistake. You, I love all of you, and here's your kind of legacy of that. But equally, I'm not wearing it on my left finger anymore.
Well, look, and I would say there's two different, you know, people walk out of divorce with very different experience. My mum personally threw hers in the aga. So it tells you everything about my parents' marriage. She wasn't hanging on to them to pass them down for a generation. She was
Can
like,
I
burn
ask,
those
sorry,
rings.
I'm actually enjoying this far too much, and perhaps we shouldn't be. But anyway, every time you say burn it to the ground, I nearly spat out my tea there a second ago. What happens to a ring when you throw it in the aga?
Not very much, actually. It doesn't really melt. But it's, I think, the symbolic gesture of getting to throw it into the burning fire. My mum is one of the founders of the women's movement as well, remember. So she has very strong feelings about getting married and divorces. And she was like, right, and it's over and we start again. Whereas we've got gorgeous clients who are, you know, want to honour the story and still continue it. So I would say kind of like engagements. You know, there's really good engagements and really happy ones. There's really miserable divorces and really happy ones. Some people are literally, give me a tenner for my ring so I never have to see it again, and melt it. We have actually had great fun. We once smashed a diamond for someone.
I didn't even think you could smash a diamond.
Oh, you can. So diamond is one of the hardest substances in the world. So the only thing that can scratch a diamond is another diamond. But try taking a lump hammer to it and it works very well. And so she wanted done. The diamond was gone. She wanted to keep the gold for her kids. So to be able to make something to honour, she had two kids, and to honour her kids' stories. But she was like, that stone represents everything I didn't want in a ring. So smash it. And we sent her a video burning the gold, melting the gold down.
This does actually make a lot of sense, because jewellery is often about symbolism. An engagement ring is about your betrothed. A wedding ring is you're now married. And those are symbolic.
It's the biggest moments. Yeah. Like, it literally is like, it's your living biography. You know, I have a ring for the day we started our journey to our daughter, and I have a ring for the day she was born. So I would always say the worst and best days of my life, you know, those are two huge markers in my journey as a woman, and I have a worst day and a best day. And so your engagement and wedding are these huge moments, and if the marriage hasn't worked out or hasn't worked out in the way you expected it, I feel like if we think about divorce, you know, the women's movement, it's only 30 something years ago.
I know,
you know, it's
shocking
so
in a way.
It's only 30 years this year, in fact, I think. And it's mad to think.
Women are kind of telling their history. They're telling their story through their herstory, through their jewelry. Because I'm just looking at my own left thumb here, and I have a wedding ring on my left thumb, which belonged to my mother. But when you take it off and look inside it, my granny's engagement ring, my granny's wedding ring is on the inside of it, because my mum got her ring, and then she wanted a different style, a bigger style of a ring, a more heavy ring when she got married in the 60s. And now I wear it as a thumb ring, because it's, you know, I like that my granny and my mum's wedding ring is there, but it's a big ring and it's on my thumb. It's not what, you know, it's different. So I'm only thinking of this. So I suspect we're going to see more and more of this, and perhaps even, I mean, these are very individual and unique things people are designing currently, but I wonder, will there become almost a standard ring in much as there is the way of engagement rings?
I think I've got this huge privilege of being a first generation jeweler. So I didn't come with legacy thinking, oh, this is the only way you can make an engagement ring. It has to be he's buying it for her. It has to look a certain way. It has to feel a certain way. And I think it's the idea instead that, you know, it used to be, we would say diamonds were the business of love. So the day you fall engaged, the day you get married, the day you have your babies, and now it's the day you get engaged, but also the day you get your heart broken, the day you get married, the day you get divorced, the day you welcome your babies into the world, and the days for those babies who never make it. And so that idea of diversity of our lives, that as women particularly, you know, it's only 40 something years since the women's movement and that change that has come. So seeing divorce rings as a sort of harbinger of change. And I think it's amazing. We always get asked about it. And I always think it's incredible. These amazing women walk in and go, I'm ready for my next chapter. Like, well, look, that's what they're saying.
I tell you what, your mother, Rosita, I'm sure, is very proud of what she has raised in you and your role in telling women's history. I'm delighted you came on, because I knew nothing about this, Chupi, but I do think it's very interesting.
My pleasure.
That is Chupi Sweetman there, founder of Chupi's Jewelers in Dublin. And if you are someone who is thinking of doing this or getting a divorce ring or whatever, we'd love to hear from you on the show. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.